We got Marty Brodeur on the phone.
Who?
Marty Brodeur.
Oh. The guy from the commercials? The car commercials?
St. Louis Blues.
Hey, can you get us a deal? We're
like,
going to go
seriously?
On the road. We're going on the road soon.
Kip, I go to the car deal. I go to the car rental and I get a $29.95 Hyundai whatever, you know? And this guy's got a damn Bentley? Who the hell is he?
Convertible.
Yeah, what a joke.
Because he's going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
how you doing,
we watch
Marty?
A lot of TV, eh, Marty?
Yeah, exactly. Everything's good. Thank you, guys.
The butterfly still looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, not thing. Bad, huh?
what was your impression of Team Canada's debut?
I thought we had a solid game. You know, I think for our first game with, shaking off the butterfly of being the first game at the Olympics, I thought we handled ourselves pretty good. You know, I think Swiss came out strong in the first couple shifts, but we weathered the storm and we took over the game. I was pretty pleased for the effort from the guys.
Did you give Ben Scrivens any advice coming off what your Olympic debut was? And it was a little different, all things considered, back in Salt Lake City, but just a heads up of what to expect?
Yeah, a little bit. I had a conversation with most of the players. I spent, you know, quite a few weeks with these guys, and definitely Ben had a couple conversations, and then what to expect from the Olympic Games and the pressure, and what you know these games are all about. And you know, so far, like all the tournaments we've played, and game one here this morning, he's been responding real well. So it's you know, it's something that we weren't really sure. Going into this, process, so how the goaltending will take off. But I think Ben really stepped up in the summer and kept it going to now so far.
Hey, Marty, you look at other teams and there's, I'm sure, strengths and weaknesses, but a lot of talk about the Swiss team coming in with a young and experienced coaching staff. And then, you know, you look at your side. And we know it's led by Willie Desjardins, but Tom Rennie, yourself, Sean Burke, even I look at Scott Walker and Craig Woodcroft, who I've known, we know him from the pros, but certainly a guy that's been around a long time. That has to be a huge advantage for you guys coming in.
Well, I think that's one of the things. You know, we knew we were going to get an older group as far as the makeup of our team, so we wanted to be able to match that with the coaching staff, and I think they've done a good job. You know, at the end of the day, you know, they've been working at this since we knew the NHL, you know, was not going to be participating at the Olympics. We got our staff together right away, and I think Sean Burke and Scott Sammond, I think, did a great job. You know, assemble these guys, and they've been together, and they've known these players, and they scouted them, you know, all throughout, you know, from September all the way through January when we decided to announce the team. So they know what to expect, and I think we wanted to go that way. We figure it's going to be a hard tournament to play because I think the playing level field is going to be a lot tighter than maybe other Olympics because of the makeup of the players, and we wanted to make sure experience was a big factor, and we got it from our players and the staff also.
So John Van Beesbrouck made me look smart for a few weeks. You made Lou Lamoriello look like a genius for a number of years. Is this goaltending good enough to make you guys look really smart?
Well, they're going to need to be, that's for sure.
Because you got to have amazing goaltending to win this tournament, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Can they bring that?
I think so. I think we're pretty confident. I think the way we play defensively, the way that we compete and desperation that we're going to have, I think our goaltending will need to be a difference in games, but I don't think they'll have to be the answer every single game. And so at the end of the day, you know, always when we talk to them, it's like, look, make sure, you know, you're not the reason why something bad's happening. You know, make sure you hold the fort and give us a chance to win every single game. And so far, we can't really complain about our goaltending. You know, these tournaments, I mean, we get the next two games that we were allowed to make mistakes. And after that, it's game seven, you know, all the way through the gold medal game. So it's going to be imperative for these guys to be good, regardless of, you know, now it's Ben and he's doing real well, but I know Kevin Pullen is sitting back there, that scored a goal in the last four outings that he's played for Hockey Canada. So he's ready to jump in if need be also. We're well positioned in that department, and hopefully everything's going to go smooth.
So you didn't disagree when I said you made Lou look like a genius?
He didn't even flinch. Didn't even flinch.
I know. It's like the water off a duck's back. Like, I know you're right, McLean.
Yeah, no.
Relationship.
Don't waste my time stating the obvious, Doug.
Marty Brodeur is part of Team Canada's Olympic Hockey Team Management Group as they wrote the Swiss in their opener by a sound score of 4-1. Marty Brodeur joins us. So Ben Scriven's nickname is the Professor. Is that intimidating at all when you're trying to talk to a guy who believes he's as smart as Ben Scriven's is?
Well, he's definitely going to talk to you when you engage a conversation. But I think it's great. You know, he asks, I don't know if he's really a professor or more of a student, but he asks a lot of questions. So I think it's kind of nice when you see an athlete that at his age and what he's accomplished, that he wants to make sure that every, stone is turned, and he just want to make sure he's the best at it as possible. But no, he's been great to deal with, that's for sure.
What about Marty coming into this tournament as a staff in pre-scouting? Is it less about what other countries are bringing in and more about controlling what you guys can control? I mean, have you watched enough of these other clubs with their rosters and, I mean, what do we call them? Olympic athletes from Russia and they lost. I mean, is there anything that you've seen that outside of your team that has impressed you or you're kind of wondering how good they can be?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard because we've played those teams. We've had two tournaments in three tournaments actually in Russia that we played some of these players. We had a tournament in Switzerland at the Spengler Cup that we won that tournament, and we had one in Finland in November. So we got a chance to see the team and some of the players we're going to play against. So definitely going through the pre-scouting of these teams, I think we understand where every single country is coming from and what they're going to bring to the table. And definitely, the Olympic athletes of Russia is definitely the team that's got the most well-known players that are NHL players that are still good players that are playing for that team. So that'll be interesting to see how, they're going to go through their first few games of the opening rounds here.
Marty Brodeur chats with us, part of Team Canada's Olympic Management Group, going into the Olympics in South Korea, along with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean. As you move forward here, what do you think the identity, because so many of us hadn't seen your team play firsthand and watched a full 60 minutes prior to today, what do you think the identity and the calling card will be of this team?
Well, it's going to be a work ethic type of team. We're gonna have to play full 60 minutes. I thought we did a great job today of not letting go of the pressure that we had on the Swiss. I think physically, I think their bottom two lines needs to play exactly the way they played with a lot of grit and their face play. And they're still players. We don't we're not going to be a team that's going to have the luxury to score a lot of goals. But we're going to make it count. The special teams will be really, really important. And it showed in the first game that we're able to be successful on it. And that's it. We have a lot of veteran players that know their roles. They're accepting their roles. And they're looking forward to this great opportunity that they have to play in the Olympics.
Who's going to be the, in these teams, there's always somebody that steps up as sort of the go-to leadership guys of this group. I mean, we know the Roys and the NHLers, but is there anybody that's sort of jumped out at you, Marty, that has a chance to be that sort of special guy that is going to be a real key leader?
Well, I think Rene Bork is quite of an interesting guy. I think he's really appreciative of the opportunity and for the time that I was around, I thought he looked really good. But at the end, on the back end, I think Chris Lee is a guy that, the NHL has never really seen him. But he's a guy that's got lots of experience and a lot of composure and is used to playing in big games in Europe and different leagues. And, I was really impressed in how he conducts himself and how he demands respect from the other players. Everybody looks at him as a leader. And I think that's an important value to have when you're one of the top defensemen out there.
Do you have room in that big van that you have in the commercial for another gold medal? Would you get a gold medal? You're not there, so coaches don't get them, but you get something.
A handshake.
He'll wear it around his neck in the Bentley.
That's right. I think when I got the call from Team Canada this summer, for me, it's just giving back to what Hockey Canada gave me for all these years. And it's a lot of great memories and winning gold medals and going over to Europe to play world championships and up in Canada playing some World Cups. So for me, it was no hesitation when I was asked to help. But at the end of the day, right now, Scott Simon and Sean Burke are the one that did the lead work on this. So I'm kind of all like you guys. I'm a fan right now, sitting back and enjoying this.
So Kippy belongs to the Rosedale Country Club here in various, prestigious places. And I never hear from him about an invite. I live in Delray, and I keep hearing your name around Delray. He's at Quail Ridge. He's at Pine Tree. But I'm playing the public courses.
Where's his invite?
Yeah,
Marty.
What's the story? Like, I'm playing the public courses down there. Is that true that you're down around there?
Yeah, I'm at Pine Tree, but just give a call to Panger. Panger will find you.
Listen,
we'll get on.
You don't want to play with Doug. You'll stop every hole and look for balls. It's like Mac thinks they stopped making them. That's how he goes and looks for his ball.
Hey, before we let you go, did you see the women's game at all last night, or the highlights?
A little bit, yes.
Did you see the penalty shot?
I know. That was a little gutsy, hey?
As a goaltender, and Lacoste stared her down and looked like she said something, but what do you think of that that idea of trying to pull a move like that off in such a intense time?
It's risky to me, but it just shows how confident the hockey players are these days. You see it in the NHL. Now you see that at the Olympics. It's pretty impressive. I know if that my teammate's doing that and not scoring a goal with it, I would be like, seriously, go to your really good move, not the fancy move. But oh well, I mean, it worked out well for Canada.